views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And, you know, we're going to have a very light, uplifting, happiness vibe going on today with my guest today. And we have a wonderful musician with us, a singer-songwriter named Bob Sima. And, you know, his music is very uplifting. It's very connected to the soul, the spirit, and it just puts, literally like the title of his recent CD album, Put a Little More Love in the World. I really was drawn to that. And quickly, before I bring him on and introduce you to him, I do have a question that came in from last week's show, where we were taking some callers and we had some reads going on and we had a follow-up with that. So I want to address that quickly before we move into the show topic today. One of the callers called in. It was the first caller, Deborah, and she had asked about something she was feeling, and it was causing her to say, ouch, it was uncomfortable. And we were telling her, you know, a little bit of a red flag there that shouldn't be hurting. And I want to follow up on that, because a lot of listeners could have been feeling the same thing she was asking. Like, she's asking Archangel Michael to help her constantly all the time. Why would this be hurting? The angels are not hurting you, but they are going to also help you learn your discernment. And our physical body is a beautiful tool to help us learn discernment and know this is good for us, maybe not so good for us. That's simply what that was. You know, and she was feeling that. So you have to listen to that. I wanted to separate that out because that's a very important answer. Angels are not trying to hurt you. They really are protecting you. They're going to push you into the shrub bush before you go head on into a collision. Think about it. Now, that's not going to feel very good either, but it's not going to feel as bad as going head on into a car collision, is it? So think of it that way and know that your body is giving you signals like an antenna. Now, let's move on. This week, we have Bob Sima. He's a singer-songwriter, incredible music. He's very inspirational. He is like Eckhart Tolle with a guitar. Think of it that way. Wow. He's like Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Jack Canfield are to books. He is this to music. He's a teacher, guide, a mystic. So he's very spiritually connected with what he writes in his music. And I've been listening to a couple of his albums. We're going to be playing some of his music today going in and out of breaks. And I want you to take a little taste of this vibe that he puts out, because it's very, very beautiful. And, you know, it's difficult. That's why I'm really glad we are very happy to share the music with you, because you have to experience Bob. You have to experience it. And when I was connecting to his music, I was reading over his information, you know, about the show today, lining everything up. I felt the same thing that I do when you're trying to describe energy healing. Think about it. A lot of times you'll hear the answer, you really just need to experience it. Bob is like that with the music. And what a beautiful frequency he does put out. Now, he has really been connected since he was a child, but he plays everywhere. And this really touched my heart. he leaves people in a place where they don't even know how to describe what they just felt because they were so deeply moved. He plays in concert halls, spiritual centers, a yoga festival, prisons, conferences, a hospital. He plays everywhere. And you can tell that he's very connected with his heart and love to his music, and he's connected to Source. So I'm going to let him come on because I want him to share how and why every song he channels begins with a personal conversation with Source. That's the beautiful thing about Bob, and that's why he's on this show. So without continually just keep going on, because I could just keep talking about it, let's bring Bob onto the show. Bob, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Good to be with you, Jen. Dr. Jen.
Oh, you can call me Jen. That's fine.
I love that, Dr. Jen. So I'll call you Jen.
That's kind of the show name. So, but, you know, you have, I was really connected to that. You have been connected since you were very young. You just knew there was more to it. And it was interesting when I was reading that about you, because I felt that way. I was like, there's got to be more to this than this. And I would love to know how you felt so, because I can feel that about you. You were just so magnetically drawn to keep searching and go deeper and understand more. I can feel that. Yeah, I can feel that. Because share with us.
It's sort of an unfolding, you know, that we all go through, that we all experience. I think one of the best descriptions I've heard of this whole thing was just a few weeks ago, and I heard, I was watching a little video clip of Jean Houston, and she was being interviewed by Oprah. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is, you know, this is that stage. And so here she is, and she's talking to Jean Houston, having this wonderful discussion, you know, just like the two of us right here. And mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, Oprah just looks at her and said, "What is the soul?" Mm-hmm. And Jean Houston just sort of, I can think she leans back in her chair a little bit, and she just said, you know, and she starts on this path, and she said, "Well, you know, your soul is the mystical part of yourself, and it's this and that." And all of it was good, but mm-hmm. she stops, and she looks at her, and she says, "It's the lore of your becoming."
Mm-hmm.
The lore of your becoming. And I mean, I'm getting chills just repeating it. And of course, I wrote a song about it already called The Lore. But what you just described is just, so the song goes, the lore of your becoming more mm-hmm. is less about the more of it and more about the lore of it. And so
I'm with you.
Yeah, because just described the lore. I mean, the lore is just that thing that just, you can't, it won't let you go.
No, I describe it as magnetic. Like once you feel lured into it, there's no turning back. You can't, you don't want to, even if you wanted to, you just have to keep going.
And the other line says, I'm so excited you start with this topic because this is so fresh and right in the front of my consciousness right now. But the other line says it's more about the unbecoming, the remembering, and mm-hmm. rediscovering. And that's the second verse of the song. So it's not about changing you. It's just about unbecoming. It's about trying, you know, because we're a human being. So,
right.
So it's about becoming less human. And, of course, you know, these human qualities are important because it feels good to taste chocolate, and you know, it feels good to experience a joy. But the unbecoming and the remembering and rediscovering, that's the soul, and that's the thing that's been trying to talk to you and lure you into mm-hmm. your highest potential. And it's the music for me, and it's the intuitive work that you do. It's these things that you can ignore it all you want, but it's not going to go away. And mm-mm. it's just, part of the awakening of the planet, where we are now is everyone, that we're noticing coming alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I relate with intuitive painting. I do. So it's another form of an artist's expression, but it has taken me, and I'm sure, Bob, you can relate, but it took me through a place where up, down, all over, and back again. I mean, it's almost like a dismembering. It does do that. Now, stay with us, everyone. We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what his mission is. And, you know, what is this passion that he's doing with this music? Because this is beautiful, beautiful music. Listen as we go to break. This is a piece of Bob Sima's music. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
This morning I believed every word I said. This morning it meant something different to me, but something very special instead. Is in the morning it ain't easy to believe in the things you told yourself the night before, but it doesn't get you any more than what you don't already have, so you gotta go out and get some.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
If your heart had wings and your eyes were open, your desperate breath let go of its hope.
Oh, now, okay, Bob. Oh, Bob. Oh, Bob, oh, Bob. You know, what that song, were you swaying, Brian? Because I was swaying, and I could see an entire audience with their hands up in the air.
Let me just say this. This song is absolutely fantastic. Bob, you're number one in my book.
I mean, I just felt this swaying, you know, with that energy. I would imagine you see a lot of that in your audience.
Yes, I do. You know, we take them to a place that, you know, that swaying happens. Swaying happens.
Because it's as that energy is flowing through the physical body, it has you moving like that. It just does that. So, I mean, I'm the energy kind of person here. So I relate to how the energy affects or feels or moves through things. So that's why I was sharing that, because I was immediately like, I want to put my hands up. I'm going to bang my microphone again. But I know I dance. That's the joke with us here. I'm always dancing around this microphone with the things that Brian plays. But, you know, you are on a mission with this music. I mean, you have some passion in there. And what is your mission? What is your goal with this music?
Wow. The highest mission of all would be to raise consciousness on the planet. I mean, I think that's everyone's mission, is to raise the vibration of this planet to a place that is pure love, peace and joy. So that's the grander mission, but on a level of each person, I mean, I just want to soften, you know, the hardest of hearts, loosen the tightest of grips, thin the thickest of walls, you know, of many people I can come in contact with the music, because the music is what does that for me. You know, each song starts as a conversation with the universe, with the source, and it's for my healing. It's for something I'm going through, and I write down what they tell me to, and it forms itself into a song with my guitar, and it often I'm in down on my knees in tears every song, just about, and realizing that I'm just a channel for this particular message. So my mission is to get it out as many people as I can, and as many different settings as I can, as opposed to just being a musician. I've changed my outlook on this. I go into prisons, and I felt called to do that kind of work. I stroll through hospital rooms with Musicians on Call. It's an organization out of Nashville. So I try to find all these different, you know, ways where you can get the music in, you know, to people that normally wouldn't normally get to. So,
that's awesome.
A unique mission.
No, yes, but you know, there's definitely a beautiful divine love behind it. It's a driving force in it. And it's just really putting that, spreading that love, right? Like your title, the title of his most recent CD is Put a Little More Love in the World. And these songs we're playing are from that album. Is that correct?
Yeah. The first song you played was In Between, which is on an album called Periphery.
Okay.
And, both of them, they're all available on my website. But the second one, you played a little clip of Queen of the Forest, and that's on the new CD called Put a Little More Love in the World.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And his website is Bob Sima. It looks like Sima, but it's pronounced Sima. But it's BobSima.com, and he has clips over there if you want to listen. But we are going to be playing them throughout this show. And you know what I feel would be a great question to answer, Bob, for the audience. A lot of people that listen to this show or any of the shows here on Transformation Talk Radio, which that's what it's about. It's about a transformation and it's inspirational. But a lot of people are trying to find, you know, what their passion is to share or how to get started, how to let go. And you had to quit a job and you had to start serving and touring full time. Can you share with us how that was for you and how you overcame just going for it? You know, because that's a big question that a lot of people find as a very big hurdle in their life.
That's a big question. So let me take it from a couple of different angles. I mean, one thing I would say to you, to anyone who's listening, is who feels a higher, I don't know if the word's higher, but here's a calling of something that they know. There's a voice. There's a lure that might not be, you know, what they're doing now. Maybe you're working in a job that you kind of jumped into so you could pay your bills and sort of ended up in it. And that's how many of us end up in those kinds of jobs. But I would say to you that lure is something you you can listen to while you're doing your other job and you're paying your bills and you're keeping your family fed and yourself fed and keeping the roof over your head and keeping yourself healthy and safe while you continue to nurture and nourish that lure. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that lure wants you to, you know, throw all caution to the wind and just jump into it and just, you know, the universe has got you, just do it. I think it's a process. And, you know, I carried around the briefcase in one hand and a guitar in the other, you know, going from city to city, and traveling, you know, business person. Mm-hmm. And I would, on the weekends, I'd be playing, you know, concerts and doing stuff in New Thought churches. And yeah, I try to explain it to my colleagues and they kind of look like I'm crazy. And then I give them a CD and they'd say, why aren't you doing that? That's pretty good stuff. And I never fully believed it. So, you know, everything along your path is part of your awakening. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that includes being, you know, thrown into the thorn bush. I mean, that's part of your awakening. You know, everything is part of your awakening. So,
That's a big point. I'm interrupting for a second because that's a huge point you're making. Everything we experience is part of it. Exactly. And I just wanted to emphasize that. But keep going. Sorry. That was just such a powerful
one. Thanks for the emphasis because that was really the main point. Is people, as human beings, we tend to always look into the future. And as Eckhart Tolle always asks his audience, how many of you have been to the future? Raise your hand. And of course, everyone looks around and says, well, nobody. Well, how come you always live there then? The idea is that if you're living, the other line in that song, The Lure, says it's less about the how of it and more about the now of it. So mm-hmm. when you start to become, fall in love with the present moment of where you are exactly, and you know, sometimes I'll play for 500 people one night, and the next night I'm in a homeless shelter playing for four guys who are, you know, kind of looking down at their cell phones, and it's just like I just kind of laugh at them. This is part of it too, you know. Yeah. This is part of it too, you know. So every little thing, if you're in the moment, every little thing becomes a big thing, and this. Right here, this exact conversation right here is part of my career, is part mm-hmm. of my job, is part of who knows who's listening right now. I think the big push for everyone is, well, I want to do something, you know, more with my life, and I want it to have more meaning, and I want to serve, and I want, and but I also have to pay my bills. And so for me, it was a long, long devotion to this craft. It was a long devotion to my spiritual awakening, which is still happening at this very second. And it was just a never-ending devotion. And when the time came, and I had coaches, I took advice from people, I worked with people who could see me from a different perspective and provide guidance, you know, like someone like yourself that offers this kind of coaching. And when the time was right, I finally just said, yeah, let's do it. It's time. And, you know, so it wasn't like I woke up the next day and all of a sudden my life was changed. It was kind of humbling. It's like, wow, I'm really doing this now.
It's kind of like little bits at a time. And, you know, another point that I really like that I was hearing as you were sharing, you had a briefcase in one hand and the guitar in the other. Talk about trying to balance that. But really, everything we experience and that business side was very grounding so you could have a strong career, because you still have to be business-minded to keep things in order and pay your bills even after you take that full-time into the music. Yeah. You do need to have a bit of balance and grounding with that.
Well, the other thing is that I feel completely 100% convinced that the angels or guides or whatever you want to call the support system that was around me led me into a high-paying career with absolutely no training and no real ability other than, you know, my ability to talk to people and connect, and always rose to the top of the heap. And I was always making, I was looking at my paychecks just kind of going, how is this possible? I don't know how I get, why is this happening to me? So what I did is I bought stuff. And I bought stuff, and I bought more stuff, and then more bigger stuff, and then bigger, shinier stuff. And I kept going with it. And finally, that was my collapse. Mm-hmm. And that was where I went down to my knees and realized, wow, I can't fill myself up with this stuff anymore. And that's when I started, you know, that. So, you know, you could say, you know, and I have a friend of mine who works in a pretty high-powered job in a very large bank, and she goes to a spiritual advisor, and she goes to her spiritual advisor and says, I really, really, really want to just leave this, and I want to, I want to start my own, you know, coaching, whatever she wants to do. She doesn't even know. She just says, I've got to get out of this evil empire. And well, her coach said, they need you. They need your, they need you to stay right where you are, and you can use your spiritual powers wherever you like. You know,
exactly. Now let's hang on to that thought because we have to take a quick break. We're going to have another little taste of Bob's music. When we come back, we're going to pick right up where we left off because this is a great conversation. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest today is an amazing singer-songwriter, Bob Sima. We'll be right back after the break.
This morning, it meant something different to me, but something very special instead. It's in the morning, and it's easy to believe in the things you told yourself the night before.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Your heart had wings and your eyes were open. Your desperate breath let go of its hoping, and your best friend was there to hold your trembling hand.
Now that is the song Queen of the Forest. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, now you wrote that about letting go. And what is your process when you are what I would call, I guess, connecting to source, to spirit, your higher self, and you're actually channeling and allowing that to flow through your music? What was going on when this one happened? When you wrote this one?
I was in a service at a Unity church, and the spiritual teacher there, her name's Mahala, it's in Annapolis, Maryland. She's an amazing teacher and one of my teachers in life, and she was talking about letting go. And from a Native American proverb, says that when you're ready to let something go and you've fully processed it and you've, you know, kind of gone through the work of it. And when I say letting go, I mean, it's sort of your, she calls it your somebody done you wrong song. So it's your, you know, when you're at a party and you start talking to somebody and you, well, you know, I've always been kind of, you know, this, or well, my mom was like this, so that means I'm like that, you know, that story. And she says, when you're ready to let go of it, this proverb instructs you to go down into the forest and find the biggest, the tree that speaks to you the most, and sit down and tell your story to that tree one last time. And this is the last time you will ever have to tell the story. And the tree will hold it from there, and you can walk away, and you can release it. Mm. And that just really grabbed me because I love trees. Mm-hmm. And so that's where that song, Queen of the Forest, came from.
Mm. No wonder they hold so much wisdom. Because that's, you know, have you heard that about trees? I mean, I have connections with trees, too. I have a particular tree I call Grandfather Tree here that I meditate with every day right here. Mm-hmm. And I have a special relationship with that tree. So I know what you're saying with that. But the letting go is one of the biggest things for people sometimes. And so you wrote that song about that Native American style of letting go.
I did.
Right?
It's a whole, and when I play it live, I mean, you heard the version on the CD, and it's got a sitar. It's got some very sweet instrumentation. A lot of times I'll play that song in a live setting, actually as a meditation. And I'll actually guide people down, you know, into the trees. I'll give them, a nice path to walk down. And it's, you can really carry that song. It becomes a tool for meditation. Mm-hmm. So it's a really powerful, powerful tool in that respect.
Mm, okay. I like it. I like it a lot. We might want to play a little bit more of that one because that one's just drawing me in. I like that one. Play like a little bit longer clip of it is what I'm thinking because I love that kind of stuff. And, you know, letting go is really a big deal for people right now. And that's what this show's all about, is helping people find a way to be unstuck, you know, move forward, find whatever works. And I love that I'm so blessed to be able to do this and bring so many different people on that can do this, you know. So, you know, when you're doing that and you're doing a meditation, I mean, do they just close? How does this happen in your concert? I could feel myself in a concert right now.
Mm. Well, okay. For me, okay. For me, the beginning of any kind of a sacred exercise, or of course every exercise is sacred, but you know, when you're intentionally going into that space, the breath is what takes you there. Mm-hmm. So that is, to me, that's the portal into that kind of a space, is start to mindfully notice your breath, not trying to change it. So what you do is you're starting to activate that sacred breath within your body, and you're starting to realize the sacred nature of what you really are. And then I actually get people to do some very, very deep conscious breaths, mm-hmm. About 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, and you start getting them rhythmically. And what they're doing is they're activating their nervous system, their central nervous system, and they're stimulating the relaxation response of their body. And that's when your mind starts to calm down, and it's a safe place that you can park your, consciousness down into a neutral space.
And the music, the way the music is designed, does that? Takes them there?
Yeah, well, the music just, I mean, a lot of my songs, I'm not at all a trained musician,
That's the best part. That's the part that I like, because you're just you're just going with what you're receiving. It's pure.
Yeah. So a lot of the music would be, you know, if you were a classical musician, you would think, wow, this is so simple. But so they tend to be kind of drone, you know, repetitive kind of riffs that play, which kind of put you into a a state of not having to think too much about the music. Or, you know, some of the songs, the other song you've been playing in between is more of a sort of a upbeat, you know, sort of a almost a bluesy kind of song. But these meditative songs, I tend to sort of drone on in these alternate tunings on my guitar, and they have, you know, they kind of have, I don't know what they are, but they just, they pull me in, and I know that they tend to really pull people in.
Yeah, let's play that one. Let's play Queen of the Forest, because he just really led them into how to really truly get the most out of this music. So let's play that full song, and let's give the audience a taste of this music and this spiritual connection with your breath while you're listening to Bob Sima's Queen of the Forest.
If your heart had wings and your eyes were open, your desperate breath let go of its hoping, and your best friend's there to hold your trembling hand. If you're bruised and battered like nothing else mattered, the last words fell like the glass that shattered. Down the hall and the echo went on and on and on. There's a grand old tree, queen of the forest, laid down at her roots. I swear she's got it. You don't have to carry this anymore. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to let it go. It's okay, she'll never tell a soul. Yeah, of all the trees, this one she's been waiting, the winding path, deep green. Find it where you fall. Would you cross my river, sit by a moonlight? If the greatest risk is your only insight, would you drop your worries forever there in her arms? It's a beautiful, okay, she'll never tell a soul. In the gentle love, her sway, no one will ever know. It's the bravest of us all to recognize the need to let it go. In her branches and her leaves, your troubles floating gently on the breeze. If your heart had wings and your eyes were open, your desperate breath let go of its hope, and your best friend was there to hold your trembling hand. There's a grand old tree, queen of the forest, laid down her roots. I swear she's got it. You don't have to care.
it's okay, she'll never tell us all. In the gentle love her sway, no one will ever know. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to let it go. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to let it go. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to let it go.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And we are back. I hope you enjoyed that song we played going into the last break, because that was Queen of the Forest from Bob Sima's collection of amazing music that he writes and performs. And like he said earlier, you know, he's not a professionally trained musician. I mean, he's just really, truly connecting in and allowing it to flow through. That is a beautiful expression of spirit and love coming through to the world. Now, Bob, where are you going to be? What's going on? Where can people find you? All that good stuff. What if they want to come hear you and your music? Or have you got a list of places?
Yeah,
what's going on here, dude? Where are you going to be?
There's a lot going on. If they go to bobsima.com, B-O-B-S-I-M-A.com, and I'm also on Facebook as well, of course. They can find me in either place. But bobsima.com, you can actually if you sign up to receive our newsletter, which includes a blog each month, which is called the Acoustic Epiphany, which is a song, free MP3 song, as well as the story behind it. And it's kind of a spiritual transformational teaching that goes along with it. So if you sign up for that newsletter, you'll get three free songs in your inbox. But if you just go to the website, you can listen to, I think, six or seven songs on the player for, you know, no charge. It's just, they're just free streaming songs. You can purchase all the music if you go to the shop. We have t-shirts and all that. And the schedule is also up, and I'm going to be this weekend up in New Jersey, in Collingswood, New Jersey, at the Joyful Gathering Center. I'll be doing a music and a meditation concert in the afternoon on Sunday. And again, this is all on the website. And then next week following that, I'll be in Long Beach, California, and then up in Santa Rosa at the Spiritual Living Center in Santa Rosa, and then back in Long Beach. And it just goes on and on and on. Everything's on the website at bobsimon.com.
Oh, yeah, you have to look at your calendar, too. Like, okay, where am I today?
I am reading my calendar.
That's okay. That's organization. That's important. You know, we learned that when we were carrying the briefcase, remember?
We did. It's funny. Now somebody, I'll be somewhere and somebody will say, where are you going to be December 4th? Well, hold on. Let me pull up my website.
Yes, that is good use of calendar and organization. Absolutely. Remember the day runners that everybody carried around? And we don't have to do the big day runners anymore. My goodness. I don't know what I would do without my cloud syncing. I don't know.
I know. Isn't it weird? The language we use, it's all changed. Cloud is the word of the day.
Yeah, it's a very important part of our techno lives, right? Now, you know, if you had one thing you would like to leave the listeners with inspirationally, and I'm going to take you out of your music box there for a moment and put you into a, you know, spiritual inspiration, sharing something to help another, what would it be? What comes to your mind in this moment?
Connect to your breath.
There you go.
Connect back to your breath, because it's a teaching that I've been immersed in for the past probably 3 or 4 years from various sources and experiences and, you know, a couple of, you know, in-depth courses that I've taken and studied, and now I'm providing it as a teaching just because I've spent enough time, you know, and I'm ready to pass it on. The experience of life is very hard to wrap your head around, and it's very hard to really fully understand what is going on here on this beautiful earth and these beautiful bodies that we're in. But when you connect with your body, you connect your body with your soul, I believe you can do that with your breath, and you can do that with the control of your breath. My advice to anyone is connect with your breath at least 10 minutes per day. And that could be something as simple as just sitting still and just listening to your breath going in and out of you. You don't have to change the pattern of your breath. Just literally just sitting in silence and listening to your breath and pushing the thoughts aside. It's just 10 minutes per day. That one simple practice will create so much space inside of you that the epiphanies, the answers, they're all in there, but we just don't slow down enough to take the time to breathe and to let them come to the surface. So that has been one of my greatest teachings that I've had the privilege of receiving over the last few years, and has vastly accelerated the progress, if you want to call it, of the work that I've been doing. So that would be my bit of advice, would be to connect back to the breath.
I like that, because it's true, because your breath is your life force. It is you. I mean, they say, I've seen it written so many times, first thing you do when you get here, last thing you do before you leave.
exactly. But,
well, it is, you know, really. And it is you. And a way, if it's very unfamiliar to you, like, how do I just sit with my breath? Just paying attention to it going in and out of your body. Just, you know, noticing it.
That's the only exercise that's needed, because the one thing that happens when you put your attention on your breath, and I studied a lot from Dr. Andrew Weil, is it's a safe place to park your consciousness in neutral. And mm-hmm. when you sit and you're only focusing on your breath, your brain, your thoughts start to, you know, if there was a meter of your thoughts, like a little meter that goes up to red, it goes up, you know, like a bar graph. And when your thoughts are full and we have 30 or 40,000 thoughts, I don't know who came up with this, but most of them are repeats from the day before. But those thoughts are just at the top of your meter. They're just going. When you take a breath in and you focus on it, the meter just drops.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind just becomes still. And it doesn't stay that way, because the next thing is you start to have a thought. You just go back to your breath.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And Bob, you know, this has been a very quick hour, but a very enjoyable, very, very uplifting energy that you brought in. And I want to say thank you for being with us and sharing your form of passion with the world on the show today and with the rest of the world. Everyone, one more time, if you want to go check it out, he's got different songs you can listen to on his website and information about where he's going to be in his events at bobsima.com. That's BOBSIMA.com. I have all the links on my website under the show page here on my website, jenroyster.com. You'll be able to see a little bit more if you're trying to find the links or find where he is. Find him on Facebook. I'm already connected to him. You can find him that way too. I tagged him in all the posts today if you're looking for him on Facebook. And keep going and power on, Bob, because it's this great music. Great music. It's enjoyable to listen to. It's very peaceful. And on that note, when you were talking about breath, you know, I did a lot with neuromuscular therapy before I moved into what I'm doing now. And I know that breath is connected to our nervous system. And it's like they used to call that the kill switch. I don't like calling it the kill, but it's the switch that just immediately flips you out of that fight or flight if you just start breathing.
That's the truth. That's the juice of it right there. And mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me on, Jen. And where did the time go? I feel the same way. It was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Well, it's been beautiful, and you're not that far from me. So when you come down here, let me know. You're just a hop, skip, and a jump above me. So a few miles. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Brian. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Brian, for manning the ship there. It was fantastic.
Oh,
today.
Anytime. I love this show.
And much love to all the listeners. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.